Police in Sydney are struggling to cope with an outbreak of violent shootings in the city's southwestern suburbs. In the past week, there have been at least 7 incidents, but police are battling to get witnesses and victims to talk. The victim of the most recent shooting has refused to let police enter the townhouse that was hit by 3 bullets. Drug deals, tensions between rival motorcycle gangs, and family feuds are stoking the violence. One leader in Sydney's Lebanese community is calling on people to actively help police. Michael Edwards has this report.
With the sound of gunfire becoming all too familiar on the streets of Western Sydney, the New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, has promised to get tough.
The spate of illegal drive-by shootings across this city is unacceptable, and that's why the state government is fully backing police in their efforts to crack down on it.
And Mr O'Farrell called on the public to do its bit and help police bring the shooters to justice.
What we need to be doing is supporting police, and the best way that the public can do that is by reporting any intelligence that they have about any of these matters to police. They can either do that anonymously through Crime Stoppers, or they can simply go to their local police station.
There have been dozens of drive-by shootings in the past year, yet few arrests have been made. Much of the violence has happened around southwestern Sydney, an area with a large Lebanese population. Police admit it hasn't been easy getting cooperation from victims and witnesses. It's prompted one prominent member of the Lebanese Muslim community to speak up. Kayser Trad from the Islamic Friendship Association is urging people to go to the police.
I don't care what's behind it. What I do know is that everyone in the community will be very keen to see this shooting stop, and that if anyone knows any information about these shootings, please cooperate with the police.
Distrust towards police among migrant communities is nothing new in Australia. Dr. Andrew Yakubovich is a sociologist from the University of Technology, Sydney.
You've got to understand that given the amount of broadly negative media conversation about Middle Eastern communities that's been an almost daily characteristic of Australia over the last 15 years, particularly since 9/11, the broad level of trust in many areas is fairly low. Now, that doesn't mean that people wish to happily collaborate with criminal gangs. Many of them would desperately love these gangs to be closed down, the people who engage in violence to be put away, and to be able to live in a civil, peaceful and harmonious way. But the step that it takes to cross the line and actually commit to trying to resolve that depends on how much you believe your involvement is going to endanger yourself if you do that. And I think that's the problem that currently exists in parts of southwest Sydney, that people simply are not sure that if they do collaborate, the forces of law and order will have a serious stake in ensuring that their safety can be guaranteed.
It seems the police favour a more direct approach to get people to talk. They want new laws which force people to cooperate. Barry O'Farrell says that's something he's open to.
Michael Edwards.